Sandcastle art. Sand is the most common material on the beach. While we walk on it, draw initials or hearts with arrows through them, there are those who use sand to sculpt fantastic visions. Outside Pier 19 in South Padre Island, there's a sand sculpture. There is sand art in front of the visitor center on Gulf Shores Drive. Even some creations done on the beach by anonymous hands take ideas further than a small bucket, a plastic shovel, and a kid's hands and imagination can ever go. There are those who say we humans are sand, but gifted with mobility, speech, and the breath of life. We are walking dreams, puffs of smoke, fireflies on a dark evening, mermaids doing the backstroke on a midsummer night swim. Shakespeare, as a writer using sand instead of words, would have built incredible sandcastles, surrounded by moats and topped with colorful flags. On the plains outside the moat would be raging battles, and in the highest towers, huddled men would plot while women played lutes and whispered court scandal. Sand in Michelangelo's hands would turn into lightning bolts flung from the hands of gods. This mermaid and porpoise make good companions. Flowing lines are always more peaceful than straight ones. This couple defines contentment and commitment. They are waiting for the sorcerer that froze them in time to relent.